pet furniture maker adds digital blueprints for DIYers. That is today's episode. I'm excited to tell you about it. And guess what else? Today is the start of my brand new event, Neurodiversion. It takes place over the next 3 days in Austin, Texas. So I am on site, on location, hanging out with several hundred awesome people, all interested in ADHD or other neurodivergent conditions. It's a celebration of neurodivergence. That's what we're doing. Anyway, I'll be sharing stories on my Instagram, but today's podcast is not about that. It's about this pet furniture maker. So I'm excited to bring you that as well. This is, of course, Throwback Thursday. Every week, a segment taking an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Last week, we heard from a recipe blogger who moves beyond one-off cookbook sales to form a thriving culinary community. She offers seasonal meal plans, live demos, valuable kitchen tool discounts. Today, a woodworker who specializes in pet furniture, love that, huge market. He learns to reach more customers and streamline his business through DIY blueprints. Pretty cool idea. Let's let this side hustler tell the story. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I'm Jack, a woodworker who stumbled into making handcrafted pet furniture a few years back. Originally, it was just a side project. A friend asked if I could build a custom cat tree that didn't look like carpeted eyesores from the pet store. I took on the challenge, created something sleek and modern, and posted a photo on social media. She loved it. I mean the friend, but so did her cats. Soon, I was juggling multiple custom orders for elevated dog beds and minimalist scratch post. Each piece sold at a premium, but limited by how many I could physically produce in a week. That's when it hit me. There was a growing demand for stylish pet furniture, but my workshop time was finite. If I could share my designs as digital blueprints, DIY enthusiasts could build their own versions. This shift would let me serve a much larger audience without pouring every spare hour into sawing and sanding. I could maintain high-quality standards by teaching people to create their own pieces rather than just selling finished products. I started by offering a handful of downloadable blueprints. Each blueprint included detailed measurements, materials lists, step-by-step instructions, and optional customizations like removable scratch pads or built-in treat compartments. To my surprise, the initial launch sold better than expected. People were hungry for well-designed instructions that let them build something unique for their pets without guesswork. Encouraged, I added more designs, more cat shelves, chick litter box enclosures, and compact dog ramps. Buyers began asking follow-up questions. What's the best type of wood for outdoor use? Or how do I ensure this shelf can handle my cat's weight? I realized I could add even more value by offering live Q&A sessions or recorded tutorials showing techniques like joining boards or applying pet-safe finishes. Before long, I had a thriving ecosystem, digital product sales, live workshops, and a small but growing community that approached the craft and creativity behind each project. Switching to digital blueprints and workshops gave me more predictable, scalable income instead of relying solely on one-off customer orders, which could be time-consuming and physically draining. I now had a catalog of digital products, two-thirds selling 24/7. The workshops scheduled a few times a month brought in recurring revenue and strengthened client relationships. This balanced model freed up my schedule, reduced my manual labor, and still let me work with my hands when I chose to create prototypes for new designs. I haven't abandoned crafting finished pieces entirely. I still build on limited edition runs for special occasions, but it's no longer the core of my business. The emphasis on educational resources and community engagement not only keeps my income steady, but also helps others discover the joy of woodworking. Seeing clients profoundly show off a cat tower they built themselves is immensely satisfying, and it reinforces that I've made the right move, empowering others while growing my business.
All right. I want to say thanks to Jack for sharing those updates with us. I want to say thank you to our listeners as well. I got to get back to my event here in Austin, Neurodiversion. Check it out at neurodiversion.org if you want to see the website. And of course, some updates on my Instagram or Neurodiversion event, specifically the Instagram account. Let me know what you think about this podcast, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of thousands of episodes. A new one comes out tomorrow. This is 3008, 3009 coming up right around the corner. That's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.